Good afternoon. I'm Erin McRorty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski addressed state legislators at the Capitol in Juneau yesterday. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that in her annual address to the joint session of the legislature, Senator Murkowski told lawmakers that the state should do more to help Alaskans get real IDs.
This is going to take state resources in order to get out to these communities. And in fairness, it's not something that we can just pass the plate and ask for it to be funded. We've just got to put the resources towards it so that people can move.
Rural lawmakers have said the state should put more money toward helping residents get the federally required IDs by the October deadline. State officials asked in December for donations to bring state workers to villages to make real IDs, but the program has been affected by technical problems. In a press conference after the speech, Murkowski told reporters she's concerned about President Donald Trump directing money from military procurement and the National Guard to build the wall along the border with Mexico. She says Congress controls the federal purse strings under the U.S. Constitution.
We, as the congressional branch, have our powers under Article 1, and we will exercise them.
Murkowski said in the speech that the Trump impeachment trial may have been the most deeply partisan experience of her career. She was later asked by a reporter whether she sees parallels with the recall campaign against Governor Mike Dunleavy. Murkowski says she sees Alaska as less partisan than Washington, D.C.
I mean, it seems to me that Alaskans are just so much more practical and pragmatic about what it is that we are dealing with that really matters. And I hope that we're able to stay that way. I hope that we don't let this divide us.
Murkowski also said federal highway funding legislation will be useful as the state plans for the future of the Alaska Marine Highway System. The University of Alaska Board of Regents will hold a two-day meeting in Fairbanks beginning tomorrow. Regents will hear an update on actions taken by the Alaska legislature so far this session. The board will also hear public testimony for the first hour of tomorrow's meeting starting at 8:15 a.m. Those interested in testifying should arrive early. Sign-up sheets will be made available at 7:45 a.m. Testimony is limited to 2 minutes per individual. Thursday and Friday's meetings will be open to the public with the exception of executive sessions. The meetings will be held in room 109 of the Butchervich Building on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. For those unable to attend in person, the meetings will be live streamed. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.